the magic word. Here in the secret kindergarten, the world's best show for kids is starting. The Secret Kindergarten Radio Show. Use your ears and your imagination. We're going to play, we're having fun. The magic secret kindergarten on the Revolution.
Whoa, hello everyone! Welcome back to the Secret Kindergarten! And today's Words of Wisdom by Manly P. Hall for July the 21st, Sunday. Well, that's down here in New Zealand. And these might be daily words of wisdom for you to think about tomorrow. It is action of some kind, and not hopes or fears, that must transform your life and move you in the best direction. That's why all you kids out there are super awesome, and us grown-ups just need to encourage you, because you guys are action kids. It's Problem Situations Time, brought to you by the Seagull, because the Seagull knows how to deal with problem situations big time. Seagulls are awesome. So the Seagull wants to help you with that. Problem situation number one. Are you ready? You are walking down the street with mum and dad, and you see a dog running towards you. The dog's tail is wagging. What would you do? How would you feel? Excellent. That's exactly what I'll do too. Are you ready? Problem situation number two. You are in the car with mum or dad, or with mum and dad, or with auntie, or with uncle. You're in a car. Ideally, you're not driving. If you are driving and you're 3 years old, well, more power to you. You're doing really well in life. You hear a police siren. The police car has pulled up behind your car, and your mum and dad are slowing the car and pulling it over to the side of the road. The policeman gets out of the car and walks up to you guys. What would you do? Interesting. How would you feel? I'll be honest with you. If it was me, I would feel angry because I drive really nicely. And I hate police sirens. They make me stressed out for no reason. Okay, number three, you're in the park and you can't find your mum. You don't know where she is. What would you do? How would you feel? All right, all you beautiful and amazing children out there, we got one more. Are you ready? Problem situation number 4. You are at a birthday party. Yay! And another child smacks you for no reason. What would you do? You gonna cry like a nappy baby? How would you feel? And I love asking you kids out there questions. I would love to hear your answers. So any parents out there, if you're listening to, please let me know what your child gave as a response to one of those problem situation questions. I think we'll all be surprised and impressed with some of those answers, or almost all of those answers out there. Time to relax. It's time to compete with all the other podcasts for children out there that are only made to put you kids to sleep. So I'm trying to do a sleepy weepy podcast. Woohoo! It is time. To work on our minds. So get comfortable, lie down, take a seat, close your eyes, and oh, that was a snotty nose, that was disgusting. Take a big deep breath in and a big deep breath out. It's very cold and misty here today, in the middle of the North Island, in New Zealand. But here we go. These are affirmations, because I want you to have these thoughts in your mind when you grow up. Okay. You are brave. You are smart. You matter. You are proud of yourself. You are important. You are appreciated. You are creative. You are patient. your opinion matters. You are valued. You are honest. You are helpful. You are determined. You are a good friend. You are blessed. You are loved. Your ideas are valued. You are happy. Today, you will shine. Your future is bright. You can always feel comfortable sharing your thoughts, ideas, and feelings. You are accepted and loved for who you are. You deserve the best things in the world. You are loved, protected, and safe. You will always have support for achieving your goals and realizing your dreams. You will make a positive impact on the world. You are a wonderful human being, and people around you are blessed to have you in their lives. You are a natural winner. The world is full of endless possibilities. Your voice is always heard with respect and equal value. You believe in yourself. You are healthy and happy. You are smart and you do great. You are full of great ideas and thoughts. You have the power to create anything you desire. Open your eyes. Woo! How do you feel about that? It's good to be positive. Lovely music. And right now, we're going to talk about bees. And bees deserve this kind of music. I'm going to talk about bees a lot. Why have honeybees been friends to people for thousands of years? Because they produce honey, of course. Honey is a gooey, sweet substance that bees make and eat. It's packed with energy and keeps bees busy and buzzing. People like honey too. Farming bees to collect their honey is called beekeeping. Beekeepers provide a wooden box, a beehive, for the bees to make their home. It's not just the bees' honey that people take. Honeybees make beeswax as well. People have many uses for beeswax, including shoe and furniture polish and candles. Beeswax is sometimes used as hair and mustache wax too. People have been farming bees for honey for thousands of years. Honeybees are social insects. They live in a big group called a colony. There are about 20,000 types or species of bees. Only about 800 types of bees live in big groups or colonies. The rest are solitary. They live alone. There are 7 species of honeybees. Those include the dwarf honeybee, the giant honeybee, and Himalayan honeybee. All honeybees produce beeswax and honey. Only the Western or European honeybees make large amounts of honey that can be collected by people. That is the bee you are most likely to see buzzing around in your backyard. The Western honeybee occurs naturally in Europe, Asia, and Africa. In 1622, European settlers brought honeybees to America. The bees spread across America faster than the settlers. Honeybees are now also common in South America, Australia, and definitely here in New Zealand. And that's all we're going to say about the bees today. I love bees, and I hope you do too. And now, I'm running late. I'm late for a very important date with the Brothers Grimm. I have a story I want to read you. This one is called The Moon. In ancient times, there was a land where the night was always dark, and the sky covered it like a black cloth, for the moon never rose there, and not a single star twinkled in the darkness. At the time of the creation of the world, the nocturnal glow had been sufficient. Once, 4 young fellows from this land set out on a journey, and arrived in another kingdom around evening, just as the sun disappeared beyond the mountains. A glistening ball stood on an oak tree and cast a soft light far and wide. The light allowed one to see and distinguish everything clearly, even though it was not as bright as the sun. The travelers stood still and asked a farmer, who happened to be driving by with his wagon, what kind of light it was. "That's the moon," he replied. "Our mayor bought it for 3 silver coins and stuck it on the oak tree. He must pour oil on it every day to keep it clean so that it always burns brightly. We pay him 1 silver coin each week for doing the work." When the farmer had driven away, one of the travellers said, "We could use this lamp. We have an oak tree at home that's just as large as this one, and we could hang it there. What a joy it would be if we didn't have to grope about in the dark anymore." "You know what we'll do," said the second. "We'll get a wagon and horses and cart the moon away. They can buy another one here." "I'm a good climber," said the third one. "I'll get it down for sure." The fourth one brought a wagon with horses to the spot. And the third one climbed the tree, drilled a hole in the moon, passed a rope through it, and let it down. When the shining ball lay on top of the wagon, they covered it with a cloth so that nobody could see the theft. They brought it safely to their land and hung it on a tall oak tree. Old and young rejoiced when the new lamp cast its light over all the fields and filled the rooms and chambers with its rays. The dwarfs came out of their mountain caves, and the elves, dressed in their little red coats, danced around and around on the meadows. The four young fellows took care that the moon was provided with oil. They cleaned the wick and received 1 silver coin a week for the work. But they became old men, and when one of them became sick and saw his death approaching, he ordered that 1/4 of the moon was to be buried with him in his grave at his property. When he died, the mayor climbed the tree and cut off 1/4 of the moon with his hedge clippers, and he placed it in the coffin. The light of the moon decreased, but not very noticeably. When the second died, 1/4 was given to him, and the light became less. It became even weaker after the death of the third one, who also took his part with him. And when the fourth one was buried, the old darkness set in again. Whenever the people went out without a lantern in the evening, they continually bumped heads. However, when the parts of the moon had become reassembled again in the underworld, where darkness had always reigned, the dead became restless and awoke from their sleep. They were astounded to find that they could see again. The moonlight was enough for them, for their eyes had become so weak that they would not have been able to stand the brightness of the sun. They got up, became merry, and assumed their old ways of life again. Some began to play and dance, others went to the taverns, where they asked for wine, got drunk, brawled and quarrelled, and finally raised their canes and pounded each other. The noise became greater and greater, until it finally reached as far as heaven. Saint Peter, who guards the gate of heaven, believed that the underworld had begun to revolt and called the heavenly host together to repel the wicked arch-enemy if he and his followers were to storm the abode of the blessed. However, since they did not come, he mounted his horse and rode through the gate of heaven down into the underworld. There he made the dead quiet down and ordered them to return to their graves. Then he took the moon away to heaven and hung it up in the sky. And that's how the moon ended up in the sky. Oh, we're reaching the bottom of the hour here, and thank you for tuning in to The Secret Kindergarten. And if you want to listen to other episodes, they're all up there on YouTube, Rumble, all those kind of places. And you can download the podcast on all podcast platforms. You can just check that out. You can download them. You can listen to them in the car. You can set up even better. Get mum and dad to set you up a little listening station with them, with some nice comfy headphones. It's better than the TV all the time. Something a little bit different. Nice little quiet corner. And you can listen to all the shows. They're all available out there on all podcast platforms. Thanks so much for tuning in. I love you. Bye.